Pashas Yisroi. The first pasuk, Vayishma Yisroi Kohen Midyon, Chosen Moshe, and Yisroi, the Kohen of Midyon, which was the father-in-law of Moshe, heard, Eis Kol Asher Oso Elokim LeMoshe LeYisrael Amoi, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Moshe and to Klal Yisrael, Ki Hoitzi Hashem Es Yisroel MiMitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Now Rashi here brings down the Gemara in Zvachim that says, Mashmua Shomo Vo, what did Yisroi hear that made him come to be Mizgayer, to become a chilek of Klal Yisrael? So Rashi brings down Kriyas Yamsuf Umelchemes Amolek. When Yisroi heard about the great Nisim that happened by Kriyas Yamsuf and by the Mechoma against Amolek, that made Yisroi come to be Mizgayer. And the Mefarshim explain, even though by Kriyas Yamsuf before in Oz Yoshia the Pasuk says, Shomu Amim Yugozun Chil Ochaz Yoshvei Peloshes Nomoigul Kol Yoshvei Kunon, that everybody heard about the great Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf and there's Nomoigul, they like melted away. So the question is, what's so great now that Yisroel heard about it? All the nations heard about the great Nisim. And that's what the Gemara means to explain here, that Mashmur Shomu Ub Mizgayir. In other words, true, everybody heard about it. But when they heard about it, it didn't go into them. It didn't mean anything to them. It went in, it went out. Mashen Ken, when Yisroel heard it, a real hearing goes into the person, and it made him be Mizgayer. It made him become into a Jew. So the question is now, what did Yisroel hear special? What made him really become a Jew? And that the Gemara answers, it was the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf and the Mechemes Amolek. In Agav, we know the Mechilta brings down here that by Yisroel it said that Shloi Heniach Avodah Zorah Sheboilam, Shloi Ovad Oisoi, that he didn't leave over one Avodah Zorah before he was Mizgayer to become a Jew. So the pshat is that Yisroel had the Midah that he was Mevakash the Yemis. He looked for the truth. He looked through every single Avodah Zorah, and he realized that it's not worth anything, there's nothing there, there's only Sheker, until finally he became to the Yemis. If a person looks for the truth, then when he hears something, when he hears the truth, it goes in, and it'll wake him up. But if somebody is not interested in the truth, the rest of the nations, the rest of the people then, even though they heard these great Nisim what happened, but they weren't looking to find out the truth, so they heard it with one ear, and it went out with the other ear. Now the Mefarshim asks a question, like, what is the Gemara saying? That what did Yisroel hear? Was the Kriyas Yamsuf and the Mechemes Amolek? The Pasuk right here says exactly what Yisroel heard. The Pasuk ends off, Ki Hoitzi Hashem Es Yisroel MiMitzrayim. The Chura means that Yisroel heard that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisroel out of Mitzrayim, not the Kriyas Yamsuf, not the Mechemes Amolek, but the actual Ki Hoitzi Hashem Es Yisroel MiMitzrayim. So how come the Gemara says something else different than what the Pasuk actually says? And the Sfasemis wants to answer like this, that the beginning of the Pasuk just says is that Vayishma Yisroi Koyen Midyoin Chosein Moshe Eis Kol Asher Oso Elokim LeMoshe LeYisrael Amoi. That is a general statement. Yisroel heard that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Moshe, then to Klal Yisrael. And here it says Loshen Asher Oso Elokim. Elokim means Midas Adin. As Yisroel saw all the Midas Adin, the Einshim, the punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the Mitzrayim, and the way he was doing din with the Mitzrayim, and he was acting with Klal Yisrael. But it doesn't say exactly which prat, what specific thing Yisroel heard that made him be Mizgayer. What did he actually hear that the Gemara says was the Kriyas Yamsuf and the Mechemes Amolek? For what the Pasuk means at the end, Ki Hoitzi, the Pasuk doesn't say Asher Hoitzi, that Hashem took them out. It says Ki Hoitzi, because. In other words, why was Yisroel able to hear the Emes, to be Makir the Emes? Ki Hoitzi Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And here it says Loshen of Hashem, which is Midas HaRachamim. In other words, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he took them out of the Tumah of Mitzrayim and brought them into Kedusha. He opened up the door to have Kedusha go into a person. And the pshat is the Kedusha doesn't only go into a Jew. The Kedusha now, there was an opening, there was a Midas HaRachamim on the world, that whoever wanted to could also become like a Jew, could also hear the Kedusha go in. So the reason why Yisrael was able to hear to be Mizgayer was Ki Hoitzi Hashem. No, that's not what he heard. It's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. And at that time there was a tremendous Midas Arachmim that opened up the Shara Kedusha, that a person could hear the Emes. That's why Yisrael was able to hear the Emes. But what actually caused him? What was the thing that he heard that really made him be Mizgayer? That the Gemara says, that's Meched, that was the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf, like we had before. V'yaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdoi, Masherua Shivcha l'Yom l'Roi Yecheska b'Buzi. By those Nisim, we were able to see the great Yad Hashem, to have total emun in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And secondly, it says that he's heard about the Mechemes Amolek, which the Mefarshim also asked the question, what was so great about the Mechemes Amolek? Like what made Yisrael be Mizgai and become a Jew because of that Mechama? The Chur was a regular Mechama. They fought against Amalek. It was the first nation to fight against Klal Yisrael. True, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them. Like the Pasuk says before, when they picked up their hands means, when Moshe's hands was up means, when Klal Yisrael was Mestaklan, Kapli Shemaya, that when they were davening to Hashem, Hashem helped them. What was so great about that Nisim more than the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim? And Rav Moshe Feinstein Shlita wants to answer like this. Like really, when Yisro heard about the greatness of Hashem, he was Makir Hashem, really Yisro was a Goy. Now the halacha of a Goy is, he's not Mechuyiv to become a Jew. He does not have to be Mizgayer. A Goy is supposed to remain a Goy, and he has his Sheven Mitzvahs Pnei Noyach. He has to listen to seven Mitzvahs he has, and if he does the Sheven Mitzvahs, he's called a tzaddik from the Umas Olam, and it'll be Zeichot Olam Abba also. Like a Goy does not have a chiyuv to become a Jew. So really, when Yisro heard about the great Nisim and had a moon, a belief in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it would have been enough for him to remain a Goy and just be a good Goy, like you say, do the Sheva Mitzvahs. But now when Yisro heard about the Mechemes Amolek, in other words, he saw that even though all the nations feared HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shas, the Kriyas Yamsuf, but this Amolek, this Rosham, had the chutzpah like to go against Hashem, against Klal Yisrael. How could somebody do it? Elamai Yisro saw that a person that's not a Jew, that doesn't have the Torah, that's not miskasha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could just lose himself and do the worst things. So from the Mechemes Amolek, Yisro saw it's not kedai to remain a Goy, but rather he wants to be misguided to become a Jew, to become a chelik of Klal Yisrael, to receive the Torah, to be dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Torah is what keeps the Jew going. Like we always say, it's the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzirah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Torah. It's because of the Kedushas HaTorah that we have. The fact we learn the Torah, that keeps us going, that makes us misgaber over our Yetzirah. We don't lose ourselves, and we only do what's right and not what's wrong. So Yisro was makedis when he saw that Amalek could be such Rishoyim, that right after the Kriyas Yamsuf, they could go against Klal Yisrael, it's only because they don't have Shaychus to Kedusha. So Yisrael then wasn't satisfied to remain a good guy, but that made him have a desire to become a chelik of Klal Yisrael, to get the Kedusha, to be miskarev to Hashem through the Torah. Then Pasuk Beis, Vayikach Yisroi Chosein Moshe Sipoiro Eishes Moshe Achashiluchehu. Here the Pasuk just says, V'yikach Yisroi Chosein Moshe. Yisroi was the father-in-law of Moshe. Here it doesn't say anymore that he was a Kohen Midian. How come in the first Pasuk it says he was a Kohen Midian? So really the Pshat is Poshid. There's no Chashivas, there's nothing great to be a Kohen Midian. It means he was the head Galach by Midian. Just the first Pasuk wants to say that Yisroi was Mizgayer. So it's saying the greatness, that even though he had a great, he was very respectful before, he was a Kohen Midian, he was the head of the Galochim in Midian, still he came to be Mizgayer. That shows how great he was. Now after he's Mizgayer, there's no more Chshivas, he's not a Kohen Midian. There's nothing great about that. Therefore now the Apostle just calls him Vayikach Yisroi Chosein Moshe. So it says that Moshe, that Yisroi brought Tzipora Eshes Moshe, the wife of Moshe, Achashiluchel, after he sent her away. So the Emek Dover explains that even though Kodem Matan Torah, the Rambam says, when you get married to a lady, if you want to give her a get, all you have to do is just send her away. If you have das to send her away, she's not your wife anymore. So the Chur of Moshe sent her away, it's not his wife anymore. So the Pasuk is saying, no, Eishes Moshe. Even though Moshe sent her away before, But it wasn't the pshat, he was Mesiach Das, he sent her away not to be his wife. He just didn't want her to be in Mitzrayim. But Avadah, she's always considered Eshes Moshe. Then Pasuk Gimel, V'yeis Shnei Voneho, that Yisra brought Moshe's two children, Eshem O'echod Gershem, why? Ki Yoma Gerho Yisib Eretz Nochriya. I'm a stranger now. I'm a stranger in Eretz Nochriya, in a strange land. Because when Moshe went to Midian, he called himself a ger in Eretz Nochriya. Then V'shem O'echod Eliezer, the name of the second son, he called Eliezer, why? Ki Elokei Ovi B'ezri V'atzileni M'cherev Paroi. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped me, and he saved me from the cherev of Paroi. And the question everybody asks is, how come the second son he called Eliezer, the name of Hashem, and also V'atzileni M'cherev Paroi, like Rashi brought down, that Paro wanted to kill Moshe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes, that his neck became like an omer shel shayis, like a marble, and that nes happened first. First later, Moshe had to go to be a ger, to go out, to go to Midian. So how come his first son, he called Gershom on something that happened later, and he didn't use Hashem's name? And the second son, that he's using Hashem's name, which should have been first, and it's also for something that happened first. So how come the first one is called Gershom, and the second one, Eliezer, it should have been the opposite way? And the Chofetz Chaim once answered that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went to Yisroi, when he went to Midian, at that time, when he got married to Tziporah, Yisroi was like still a Russia at that time. He wasn't a tzaddik yet. So Moshe was afraid that by living in Midian near his shver Yisroi, he's going to learn bad things from him. So in order to make sure he's not going to learn any bad from Yisroi, the first son he called Gershom, to remind himself that this is not the place where he's supposed to be. He's only a ger here, he's only a stranger here. It's an Eretz Nochriya, it's not my real land. This is not where I belong. And that made Moshe realize not to learn the rishis, the bed of the Mokum. Then after he had that, then he could first call the second son Eliezer, the Shem Hashem B'Ezri. But Metchila, you have to make a siyag, not to learn from the Ra, not to lose yourself. Then Pasuk Zayin it says, Vayetze Moshe Likras Choisnoi. And Moshe went out towards his father-in-law. Vayishtach, Vayish, Vayishtachu, They kissed one another, and they asked one another in peace, and they went into the tent. And the Arachayim is Medayik, what's the Lashon of Vayetze Moshe? Moshe went out to Choisnoi, that means Moshe went to give respect, kovid, to his shver, to his father-in-law. The Mitak is Aloch is like that, that a person is Mechuyiv to respect his father-in-law. It's like the Mechota says, Moshe did not go out because of his wife, or because of his children, but it says Vayetzi went out likras choisnoi. That's we went out to greet first, because that's the mitzvah's kibud. So he went to give cover, to give respect to his father-in-law. Now, when it says that Vayishtachu Vayishaklo, he bowed down and he kissed. So Rashi says, Eni yodeya mi yishtachu v'lemi. We don't know who bowed down to who. So the pasuk says Kishuay me ishlor yeyu mi akori ish. Who was called an ish, a person? So Rashi says Moshe. Shenema, the pasuk says, Voyish Moshe. So Moshe is called the Yish. It means Moshe, like we were saying before, he was going to give respect now to his father-in-law, Yisroi. So it's interesting the way Rashi is saying, how do we know that Moshe was the one that bowed down? Because it says a lashon of Ish L'Reyeyu. So what does Ish mean? Ish means Moshe. But the pasuk says, Voyish Moshe. So the question is, when he wants to talk about Moshe Rabbeinu, why does it call him an Ish? Should have said Moshe Rabbeinu. And I once heard from Rav Shach Shlita, they said the pshat is that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, what the Torah wants from a Jew is, that a Jew should be a mensch. We have to be an ish. We have to be a mensch. But the pshat is, what's called a mensch? What's called an ish? Moshe Rabbeinu was called a mensch. The Torah wants us to have midas tovos, to act nice. That's called a mensch. Who was the mensch? What's called an ish? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. So the pasuk, like it's telling us, the achshivas of Moshe Rabbeinu was, he was an ish, he was a mensch. Then pasuk ches, vayisapim Moshe l'choisnoi, that Moshe told over to his shver, Eis kol asher osu Hashem lefaro lemitzrayim aloidas Yisrael. Everything that Hashem did to Paro and to Mitzrayim because of Klai Yisrael. Eis kol atlo asher mitzuasam aderach vayatzilem Hashem. Everything that happened to the Klai Yisrael. And Rashi brings down that Moshe told him limshoich as liba lekarv la-Torah. He wanted to be mekarev Yisroi to Torah. And he told over what happened by the Yom and what happened by Amalek. So the famous question is, why did Moshe have to tell it over again to Yisroi? The first pasuk says by Yishma Yisroi. Yisroi heard by himself, and the Gemara dashes that he heard about the Nisim of Kriyas Yamsuf and about Mechemes Amalek. So why did Moshe have to tell it over? Suppose should you learn Vayisapa means Moshe told it over more bariches. Moshe told it over in more detail everything that happened. But the Mefarshim say a little bit deeper than this is that the pshat is it's ein adoyma. If you stam hear something, stam from gossip, you stam hear in the street what's going on, or you hear something from a Rebbe. Something you hear from an Adam Choshuv, from a Rebbe, like here from Moshe Rabbeinu, that goes into you and that means much more. Even though you heard it already, it's kedai for a Rebbe to tell it over to his Talmidim. You hear it from a Rav. Something you hear from an Adam Choshuv, that goes in much more and stays much longer. Then Pasuk Yudit says that Vayomer Yisroi, Boruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel Eschem Miyad Mitzrayim Miyad Paro Asher Hitzel Eschem Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim. That Yisroi gave this famous praise to Hashem and said, Boruch Hashem, that He saved Eschem Miyad Mitzrayim. And there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that says in Av Tzadik Dalid that Ginahu L'Moshe V'Shishim Ribuya Shelo Omru Boruch Ad Shebo Yisroi V'Yom Boruch Hashem. That the first one to give this praise of Boruch Hashem was Yisroi, so it's a Gnai to Moshe and to Klai Yisroel. And the question is, what was the Gnai? Klai Yisroel already said as Yashir, they said a tremendous Shira to Hashem, like we spoke about. Le'ashir al Hashem, they said a Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why was Yisroel's words of Boruch Hashem greater than the Yashir? And they say from the Kotzko like this, that Yisroi, when he gave praise to Hashem, it wasn't the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something to Yisroi. Yisroi at that time wasn't a Jew. Yisroi was makir. Yisroi felt good the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a taiva to somebody else, to Klai Yisroel. That's a tremendous midah. Most of the times if somebody does something good to you, you're happy, you'll thank him. But do you ever think good about somebody, the fact that he does good to somebody else? The fact that he helps out somebody else? That you don't look at. Here Yisroi said Baruch Hashem to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that he was happy that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped somebody else, like helped Klai Yisroel, even though he wasn't part of it. And that's the Lashon of the Pasuk that he said, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzel Eschem Miyad Mitzrayim, that Hashem saved you from Mitzrayim. That was the greatness of this Baruch Hashem, to be makkah, to realize, to feel good about somebody, for the fact that he's doing good, even though it's only to somebody else. Then after Sheni, the Pasuk says, Vayihi mimochros, it was the next day, Vayeshev Moshe lishpot es'om, Moshe sat to judge the people, Vayamoidom al Moshe min haboika ad horev, the people stood there the whole day. And then goes on the whole parsha, that the Chosen Moshe asked him, what are you doing, ma'adovra hazeh, it's too hard for you, you won't be able to last this way. And he met Novotipoel Gamato Gamomazem, and he gave Moshe the Eitzam to make divisions, to make people in charge of Paskin and Shilas, and when it's hard for them, then they'll come to ask you, Moshe Rabbeinu. And of course, Yisro said, like, don't just take my Eitzam, but ask Hashem, see if Hashem agrees with it. And it came out that Hashem agreed with Yisro, and therefore Moshe set up a whole system how to give Mishpat to Klai Yisro. Agav Yisir Chiddush here, that even though Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chochom min HaKol, even he had to come onto an Eitzah from somebody else. That the Yisoid is, no matter how great you are, a person is only a Yochid. When you have two people together, Tov HaShnayim min HaEchad, it's always kedai to take counsel, to take an Eitzah from somebody else. Somebody else could always help you out to understand the situation. It's always better two rather than one. And that's part of the Yisoid of the whole Bria, that we say, Olam Chesed Yibonem. The Yisoid of Chesed is, one person has to come on to another person. A person can't exist by himself. He needs another person. That's this lima, that no matter how great you are, you always need somebody else to help you along. Now, when the Pasuk says, Vehimi Mochros, and it was the next day, Shirashi brings down, which day is this? Rashi says, this is Moitsoye Yom HaKippurim Hoya, Kar Sheninu B'Sefri, that Umal Mimochros, Lemochros Ridotoy Minahor, that Moshe Rabbeinu came down the har the third time on Yom Kippur. That's when he came down with the Luchas HaShniyah, with the second Luchas. And right after he came down with the Torah, the next day, right away, he didn't take a rest, but rather right away he went to give Mishpat to Klal Yisrael. So we see here the godless of Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he was davening Keseda for Klal Yisrael, that there should be a kapora for the Chet Egel, but as soon as he came down, he didn't go to do his own iskim, but rather right away he went to judge Klal Yisrael. Now this parsh, of course, is not in the right place, because we didn't talk about the Matan Torah yet, and this is a parsha that happened after Matan Torah. Like we're saying, this happened after Yom Kippur, after the Matan Torah. This is the klal of a muktam amucha b'Torah. Not everything that it says in the Torah is in the right order. And the first time, Stami asked, what did Moshe have to sit down to Mishpat, to judge the Klal Yisrael? They're in the Midbar now, they just went out of Eretz Mitzrayim, they have the Mon, they have the Shekhinah. Like, what could they do wrong? Where's the Mishpat? There's no business, they weren't doing business in the Midbar. What type of a Mishpat of a judgment did Moshe have to do? And what was so important to do it right away? So before I want to say the pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu was just now finished davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 40 days that Hashem should moichu them on the Chet Egel. Hashem was in Shemayim 40 days. And we know that the aside of doing tshuva, an avera between Adam and the Mokam, it's enough to do tshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was moichu them for the Chet Egel. But now when Moshe Rabbeinu came down, he wanted to finish off the kapara. And a kapara, a chet, that a person does, ben adam l'chaveroi, an Indian of Gezel, if you take something from somebody else, it doesn't help just to do tshuva. You have to go and return it. Therefore, Moshe, since he was still Isaac in doing tshuva for Klal Yisrael, he went right now, as soon as he came down, after the Luchas HaShniyah, he came down to do Mishpah to make sure everybody gives back any Gezel they had with them. Now, what was the Shail of Gezel? So, of course, you want to say that by the Kriyas Yamsuf, it's brought down that the Yidden got all the gold and the silver that Mitzrayim had. Now, the Pshat is the people that were closer to the Yam, they took more. People that were far away didn't get so much. So, as Machlek is saying, upon that money that they got from the Mitzrayim, how much do you deserve? What do I deserve? Is it Gezel? Did you take from me? Did you not take from me? So, all these Shailas, Moshe Rabbeinu came down now and was Miyashiv to make sure that everything should be done al pi halacha, in order that there should be a tshuva shalema for Klal Yisrael. Then in Pasuk Chof Aleph it says, V'yato secheze mikolom, you should see like fine from the people, anshei chayil, strong people, yirei elokim, that's fear Hashem, anshei emes, that have the truth, senei botza, that hate to steal, Visamto aleim sorry alofim sorry meira sorry chamishim v'soy asoris. These are the people that you should choose. So first of all, the diik is what is the loshon of sechazir? The Ramban, the Rabbi Nebuchai said the sudash loshon of yata tivchar. You should choose the sechazir. Like Rashi says, it means bruach hakodesh olecha. In other words, that the pasuk says lefi shodom yira lenayim v'ashem yira levov. In other words, to see that people have good midas tovos, you have to see through the heart. That's the lashon of sechazim, that Moshe had to use his ruach hakodesh to pick out people that had the good midas. And what does anshe chayim mean? It's a machlokes. Rashi says anshe chayim means the ashirim, the rich people, shein tzrichim lahachnif lahakiponim, that they don't have to flatter somebody to show favor. The Rabbi Nebuchai says anshe chayim means people that know how to rule over the people. And the Kliyoka once said it means Giborim, like the Unklis Tarkim, like the Unklis says here, it means strong people. But they are called upon them, what you have to be is people of Yirei Hashem, Anshei Emes, that have to have the truth, Yiras Hashem, and Tzoy Nebotza. So Ben Abachai speaks out like here, like we said the shot before from Shachlike, of an Ish, a Mensch, that here he says the Torah wants to say about Chshivas, about a person, he doesn't call him that he's a big Tam Chochem, he knows a lot, but rather calls him by his Midas Tovis. And it brings down Kiseida, by Noach and Avram and Yaakov, the same thing. The Torah doesn't call them by the Chochmah they had, but rather is Tzadik Tomim Hoyo. By Avram it says, Hoyo Tomim, by Yaakov Ish Tom, by Chaim Bemoshe it says, Onov Miyoid. So Ben Abachai says, Lohiritus comes to teach us, Ki ein ikir ha chochme le yeshur amidus. The main thing of the chochma to be a big time chochem is to have good midus, to have good character. Ki shem shein ilon ikir elo apri. The same thing, the tree is not the main thing, but the fruit you come off it. V'chein dorshu chazal, seichel toiv l'chol loisayim, l'chol loimdeyim, loinemur, el l'chol loisayim. People that do it, you have to have midas toivos, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from a yid. Then after Revi, Perek Yutes, the Pasuk says, Ba'achoydish ha'shlishi l'tzeis b'nei Yisroel mi'eretz Mitzrayim. In the third month after they came out of Eretz Mitzrayim, which is Chodesh Sivan, which has the mazel of Tumim, of twins, we'll soon talk about it, is Bayoim Hazeh, Bo Midbar Sinai. In this day, they came to Har Sinai, into Midbar Sinai. And with Darshan, Bayoim Hazeh means on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, they came to Midbar Sinai. Now the Pasuk doesn't say Bayoim Ahu, in that day, but Bayoim Hazeh, and from this the Psikto, of the Rav Kana Darshins, that this not only happened at that time, but rather b'chol yoyim v'yoyim tia b'nech k'chadoshes. It's every day you learn Torah, it has to be as if you received it today from Har Sinai. And we know the Psukim in Vaschanan says that there's a mitzvah essay, come on every single day to remember the inyan of Har Sinai, that the Pasuk says, V'akishom l'cho shmonach chom yot p'nishkach ez ha'dvar ma'sharo anecho, p'n yosum l'vochav chol yimech yecho, v'hoidatem l'vnech l'vnei v'necho yoyim asher amarto l'fnei Hashem l'kecha b'choyru. It's one of the six chiras we have every day to remember the inyan of Matan Har Sinai. The Mitzvah Shem later on will talk about all the great nisim that happened by Har Sinai. But I call upon them here, the Mechilta, the Psikta Darshins, that b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, it says b'yoyim hazeh, as if to say today. Even today, actually today, we also have to remember the inyan of Matan Torah by Har Sinai as if we received the Torah today. Really, that's why Mefarshim answer, like in the Torah itself, we don't find anywhere a zecher, a mitzvah to have zecher, the Matan Torah. Like by Pesach, the inyan of Matzah, Korban Pesach, zecher Siyas Mitzrayim. Sukkos, but by Shavuos, we don't have anything special, the Torah doesn't say anything, a zecher, Matan Torah. The question is, why not? And the Mefarshim answered, if there'll be a special inyan by Shavuos to have as the current remembrance of Matan Torah, people will think the inyan of Har Sinai only happened like once a year. Only on Shavuos itself, the one day a year of Shavuos, can you have the Hashpum of Har Sinai. But really it's not that way. Really every single day, whenever you go to learn the Torah, the same Hashpum that was by Har Sinai is B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim, Tiyah B'nech K'chadoshes. So therefore there's no inyan of a Zikaron for Matan Har Sinai, because the inyan is every single day, B'shas, you learn Torah, every time you learn the Torah, it has a koich and it has the same koiches as if it was given by Har Sinai. Then Pasuk Beis, it says, Vayisu Merfidim, they traveled from Merfidim, Vayavoyu Midbar Sinai, they came into Midbar Sinai, Vayachnu Bar Midbar, and they encamped like in the desert, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neger Hor, and Klai Yisrael rested near the Har, near the mountain. And Rashi brings down here, Vayichan Shom Yisrael, Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad, like one person in one heart. Avoshar Kolachnias Betarumas Umachlekis. The pshat is that this is the achon of the preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah. They will know the Torah is given to Klai Yisrael when there's Achdus, when everybody is together. So how was Klai Yisrael able to Mekabel the Torah? Only because they came now, Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad. Everybody came together. That's the beginning of the Pasuk, Vayisu Merfidim, they left Merfidim, and before Merfidim, there, that's where they had the Mechamas Amalek, and with Darshan before it says, Merfidim, Sherofu Yedeim in HaTorah, that they were not learning Torah well there, that's why Amalek came. What does it mean they weren't learning? Because there was Machlekes, that arguments, when the spirit, when Klaius was separated, that's a riff in the Limud HaTorah. Now they came to Mesakana to fix it, that Vayachnu Shom, that everybody was together. B'shas Kabbalah HaTorah, there's a tremendous Achdus, that's the real Kabbalah HaTorah. And that's the Pshat in the first Pasuk here, B'chodesh HaShlishi, we said the Mazel of Sivan is Tumim, twins, the Merames to us, the way to Mekabel the Torah is by being twins, like by being together, having real Achdus. Now even though there was Achdus here, they were together, but it really wasn't betachas hashleimus. They didn't come to the uttermost achdus that they really needed. Because later in the pasuk Yudzayin we dash in the pasuk says, "Va'yotzei Moshe som likras olukim in amachnem va'yisiatzvu besachtis hor," and they sat by the bottom of the mountain. And Chazal dashin, that means a Gemara in Shabbos on the Peches, that Omer of Avdimi Bar Choma Bar Chosa Melamed Shekofla Kodesh Baruch Hu Aleihem Har Kegigis. HaKodesh Baruch Hu picked up the mountain and put it on top of them like a barrel. V'yomalem Hashem told Klal Yisrael, Im Atem Mekablem Es HaTorah Mutav, if you receive the Torah now, if you accept it, good. V'yim Lav Shom Take For Aschem, if you don't accept it right now, right there will be your kfura, you'll be buried. In other words, Hashem will drop the mountain right on top of them. And the Gemara goes on further, Om Ravachar, Bar Yaakov, Mikan, Medor, Rabli, Raisa. It's a big complaint against the Kabbalah Satera Klal Yisrael had. And Om Arava, Rava says, Afa Pekin, even so, Hoda Kiblu B'Yimei Achashverosh. Klal Yisrael made a real Kabbalah Satera B'Yimei Achashverosh. It says in the Megillah, Kimu v'kiblu ha'yehudim. So we dash in Kimu ma'shikiblu kfar. They accepted the Torah a second time after Homein by Achashverosh, by the Gvura, by the Mechames of Mordechai. That's when they mekabel the Torah the second time. That was called the real Kabbalah Satorah. And the Pshat is that by Homon, the old Klal Yisrael was a gzera lahashmid laharig l'abed, that Homon wanted to kill everybody out. And you know, when you're about to be killed, everybody forgets about themselves.
No. All right, turn over.
It's b'shas, you have to stick up for your life. You forget about your own gaiva, your own complaints, and you unite, you become together. So b'mei HaChashverosh, Klal Yisrael had a tremendous achdus of becoming together, to fight together. And b'shas, that achdus, after they won the Mechama, that's when they really were mekabel the Torah b'shleimus. That was a bigger darga of achdus, of togetherness, than there was now b'shas kabbalas haTorah. But I call upon him even here also, it's a madrega from ish echod, b'lev echod. That's the way the Torah was given. Then Pasuk Gimel it says, U'moshe olo el ha'olakim, Moshe went up to Hashem, v'yikra elov Hashem in hor lemor, ko'isoy ma'leves Yaakov. This is the way you should talk to the women. V'saged levnei Yisrael, and tell it over to the children, to the men. The Rashi brings down, Leves Yaakov means Eila Hanoshim, Toim Alehem Baloshin Raka. Talk to them easy and nice. V'sagal of Yisrael, Onshon V'diktukim Perish Tascharim. To the men you should tell them all the hard punishments you'll get is Devorim Akoshim Kegidim. You know, the men you should talk hard and harsh, and to the women you should talk Baloshin Raka easy. And the Rabbeinu B'chai explains over here, even though here we're talking about now the Kabbalah Satorah, so he says when you tell the Beis Yaakov, he means like this. He says the women, those are the ones that are home with the children. They bring up the children, they talk nice with the children. So if you must have explained to the women, the mothers, how important it is to learn Torah, they'll be madrich, they'll teach their children to go to the Beis HaMedrash to learn. They'll be mechanech them on the right way to learn Torah. They'll be mamshech them to learn Torah. Therefore, now Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to them first. He says that's the Indian why Banisha B'shash she makes Adlokas Ner on Shabbos. There's a special tefillah they should daven that they should have children to learn Torah. So the pshat is the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos is mutl upon the Isha, and by Ner Shabbos the Neris is a school law to have bonim zchorim tamid chachomim. Like the Gemara in Shabbos Dashins, Haiman the Rogel B'sharge Heaven lay bonim tamid chachomim. Therefore, the women, those are the ones that have the possibility to be madrich, to be mechanech, their children, to learn Torah, they should say this tefillah b'shach, they light the neiros, so that they should be zeichem, to be mechanech, their children, to learn Torah. Also, the Beis Levi explains that the Inyan boy, like he first spoke to the women, the Loshon Raka, easy as the pshat is, that first Hashem told them the schar, the reward you get for doing all the mitzvahs. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them the hard anshim, the punishment you get if you don't do the mitzvahs. And this was a tremendous chesed that Hashem did to Klal Yisrael. Whereas when first HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to the rest of the goyim, the rest of the nations, to ask them if they wanted the Torah, it's brought down, they asked Hashem, what does it say? Hashem said, Letirtzach, you can't kill, and if you kill, you'll be killed. So they said, we can't do that, we have to kill. In other words, by the other nations, when Hashem told them the Torah, The first thing Hashem mentioned to them was the hard einshim, the hard punishment you get by doing the averus. And that's why they did not accept it. When Hashem came to Klal Yisrael, the first thing what it is he spoke a lashon raka. First he spoke easy by telling them the schar, the reward you get for the mitzvahs, and that made it easy for Klal Yisrael to accept the Torah. Then Pasuk Dalet it says, Atem risem asher asisi lemitzrayim, that you saw what I did to the Mitzrayim, v'esu eschem akanfe nishorim v'ovi eschem eloi, that I carried you on the wings of the eagle, and I brought you to me. And then the Pasuk says, v'yata, but now, im shomo yat ishmu b'kol, if you listen to my voice, u'shamartem es bris, you listen to my bris, v'yisem liskulu mikol amim kili kolorets. And again, v'yatem tiyu mamleches koyanim v'goy kodosh elad v'omash etadabra b'nei Yisrael. This is what you should tell Klal Yisrael. And Mefarshim say what Hashem is telling Klal Yisrael is like this, that atem risem, you saw the way what I did to the Mitzrayim, the way I gave them the makas, the way I was machnia them, I like knocked out the tumor from them. And v'esu eschem akan finisharim, I carried you on top of it like an eagle's wings. In other words, I took you out of Mitzrayim. Why? For what purpose? V'yovi yeschem Eloi. I brought you to me. I brought you into Matzav of Kedusha. This was all Minah Shemayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it for you. He took you out of the Tumas Mitzrayim and brought you to him, brought you into a Madrega of Kedusha. But this was all Mila'el from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But V'yata, from now on, it's up to you. Im Shomoya Tishmu B'Keli, if you listen to me, Ushmatim es brisi, and do the Torah, then you'll have all the brachas of Yisrael Skula Mikolamim Kili Kolaretz, because everything is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya explains that V'yatem tiyu mamleches koinim v'goy kodesh, the pshat is we're talking about now Taka Malchus and Kuna, and really there are three Ksorim and Klal Yisrael, the three kesas, three crowns. There's kesa Kuna, kesa Malchus, and kesa Torah. But the Pasuk is saying now is that the Kesa Torah is Nichla Kesa Kuna V'Kesa Malchus, that the crown of Malchus and Kuna is in the crown of Torah. That's why Chazal Darshin Yikorahi Mipninim Mizmikoin Godo Shenichlas of Ma'al Lefanim, that we know if you have an Amoritz, then you have if you have a Koin Godo Amoritz, but you have a Talmud Chochom, the Talmud Chochom comes first, that the Kesa Torah, that's Oyla Al Kulam. Now the pasuk before said that v'yisem li segula mikolamim kili koloris, because I own the whole world. The question is, what does that have to do with the first part of the pasuk that's saying that v'yisem li segula mikolamim? The Mefarshim speak out, it means to say that Klal Yisrael will be a segula, will be a special oitzer chovev, like Rashi says, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only bizman hazeh, when the goyim worship their avodah zarah, and are not makar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but even b'mayis Mashiach, when everybody in the world will be makir, will realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's called Kali Kol Aretz. Even at the time when everybody in the world will agree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they'll all come to worship Hashem, still at that time, Klal Yisrael will still be a Mamleches Koinim, B'Goy Kodosh, there'll still be an Am Segula. Then in Pasuk Chesed says, V'yano Kolom Yachtov, everybody answered together, V'yomru, when they said, Kol asher dibur Hashem naaseh, everything that Hashem said, we will do. Va'yoshev Moshe dibur yom el Hashem, and Moshe told this over to Hashem. And the Meshech Chochma explains how come over here the pasuk just says that they answered back and said, Kol asher dibur Hashem naaseh, and later the pasuk says that they answered back, naaseh v'nishma. How come here they didn't say naaseh v'nishma, like we will do and we will hear and we will learn the Torah? And he says that we know in the Taryag Mitzvahs that it's not possible for one Jew to do all Taryag Mitzvahs. There are a lot of mitzvahs, Negeya to Kohanim, Negeya to Eretz Yisrael, to the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, to Kohen Gadol. It's not possible for one Jew to do all Taryag Mitzvahs. But the pshat is, if you learn the Aloch is about those mitzvahs, then it could be considered like you did the mitzvah also. Like part of the mitzvah is to learn the Aloch is about the mitzvahs. So when we learn Hilchas Kodeshim, it's like we brought the korban ourselves. So therefore, over here, the pasuk says that vayanu kol om yachtov. Everybody entered together. The whole Klal Yisrael as one, they could do every single mitzvah. Not each individual, But the whole Klai Yisrael as one unit, it's possible to be Mekayim called Taryag Mitzvahs. See, they said right away, Kerla Shadivu Hashem Naseh means like together we could do all the Taryag Mitzvahs. But later it says, Lashon, each one answered by himself. So to answer by yourself that you could do Taryag Mitzvahs, it's not possible for each person by himself to do all the Mitzvahs. So there had to say, Naseh V'Nishma. The Mitzvahs that we could do, we could do, we will do. And the other mitzvahs, nishma, we will learn the halachas about it, and it'll also be considered like we did them. And then the pasuk says that Vayemra Hashem Moshe Leichelom Vikidashtom Hayem Mocher. She make them kodosh. Rashi says Visimantom Sheyachinu Atzmam Hayem Mocher. They should prepare themselves like before Kabbalah Satayra. And Loshen says Hayem Mocher today and tomorrow. The Farshim say tomorrow means like you should know. When you make your Kedusha for today, it shouldn't only be for today, B'Shas Kabbalah Satorah. It should remain with you even after Kabbalah Satorah, or Mocher, even tomorrow, you should also keep your Kedusha. And then it talks about the Gebalta, Esom, Sob of Lemar, you should make a boundary that Klai Yisrael is not allowed to go up to the Har Sinai until the Pasuk says, B'Mishaych HaYoyvol HaMiyal HaBohor. But as soon as after Kabbalah Satorah, when they blow the Shofar, then you could go up to the mountain. And the Meshech Chochmah explains what the Torah is teaching us, that people shouldn't make a mistake to think that there's such a thing as Kedusha in the world without the Shechina, without the Koyach of the Torah. Like people may think, Har Sinai had Kedusha to it. The Mokum itself was Kaddish. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah on this Mokum HaKaddish. And he says, no, the only reason why Har Sinai was Kaddish was because the Shechina Kodesh Baruch Hu came down there. And Kol Zaman, the Shechina was on Har Sinai, there was Kedusha there. There was the mitzvah Hakbolah to stay away from it. But as soon as Hashem, the Shechina, went away off Har Sinai, right away it became Mutter again. To teach us, Kedusha only comes, Machmas the Torah, Machmas the Shechina. And that we have Kedusha by different things, it's only through the Koyach of the Torah, the Limud of the Torah, that's what's Mekadish everything. And not only is the Mekadish the person and the Ruchnius, but even the Gashmius, the Pashat Achila that we do, the everyday things that we do, also becomes, has Kedusha to it through the limit of the Torah. And that's the Pshat Mefarshim answer, the famous Gemara that says, HaKel Moedim B'Yatzeres Divina Nami Lachem. That even though in a regular Yom Tif, it's a Machloikis, one man the Yom says, he could have Kulul Hashem, if you want to the whole day of Yom Tif, you don't have to eat. He could just daven and learn and do mitzvahs, but on Atzeres, the Yom Shenitnu Torah, everybody agrees you have to eat. The question is, it should be just the opposite. If the day that Hashem gave the Torah, so the day of Man Torah should be a day of learning Torah Kula, learn Torah the whole day. How come Punktan Shavuos, everybody agrees, you have to have Lochem? They say the Pshat is that the Inyan of the Torah is not only Mekadish the person, B'Shash, learning the Torah, but when you leave the Torah, then you go to do things the rest of the day. It has nothing to do with Kedusha. No, the Torah has the power to be Mekadish, to make even our eating, even our Achila, be Kedusha. So therefore, Badavka and Shavuos, the day we got the Torah, there's a mitzvah Badavka then to go eat, to show that even the Achila, the Gashmias that we do, should also be done with Kedusha, Machmas the Koyach of the Torah. In Pasuk Tezayin, Vayihi b'yom ha'shlishi b'yos ha'boker, it was in the morning on the third day, the day that Hashem gave the Aseres HaDibros, Vayihi koylois uvrokom v'yonein koved alahor, v'kol shofar chozek miyoid, v'yecharad kolom ha'sheva machne, that there were thunder and lightning and thick clouds over the har, and v'kol shofar, there was the curl of the shofar very strong, and v'yecharad, everybody was afraid of it, they trembled. Vayoytze Moshe Lom Likras Elokim in Amachne Vizyatz Vesachtes Or. V'Har Sinai Oshan Kula Mifnei Asher Yorad Olav Hashem Boish. The Har Sinai was full of smoke. V'Yal Ashon Okeshen Akivshom Yechvad Kol Hor Miyoyt. That even the mountain trembled. V'Yihi Koyol HaShofar Horlech V'Chozek Miyoyt. Again, there was the strong voice of the Koyol Shofar going, Moshe Yedabe, Moshe said over the Aseres HaDibros to Klai Yisrael, V'olakim yanenu b'keil. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu like answered him by a voice. And the question is, for what purpose did they have to have the keil shofar here? Like it was enough to have the keilos of rokim They had thunder and lightning. From that alone, Klal Yisrael trembled. What was the purpose of having Vayhi Kor LaShofar? The pasuk says twice, for Kor LaShofar Chozak Miyoid, and Vayhi Kor LaShofar Harlech VeChozak Miyoid. What was so important of the Kor of the Shofar by Matan Torah? And the Farshim say, the Ber Moshe explains from Isaiah, from Yerushalmi, from the Gemara, that in the Shofar is to make Hachno, to humble a person. Looks like a behemoth. The Mora says, Adai to Demora Oslo, behemoth, is machni himself to his master. The same way blowing the curl shofar of an animal shows inyan of hachno, you machni yourself to HaKadosh Baruch. So it comes to teach us that the ikid kinyan to receive the Torah is through the mid of hachno, the mid of anova. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, the Pasuk says, he was an onov mikol Adam, he was the biggest onov there was. Therefore, he was Zaycha to be the person to be Mekabel the Torah. Now, the Pasuk says, Vayecherad kol ahor miyoid, that the mountain trembled. In other words, Mamish, the mountain itself, like the Pasuk Ketilim says, Hehorim rokadu keilim, kivoyis kivnei tzoyin. And the Ramban over here speaks out, it's not stam a moshul, but that's Mamish what happened. The mountain itself was trembling, was moving back and forth from the curl, the curlus of Rokim that was going on Bashas HaSinai. And this didn't happen in 1 second. But Klal Yisrael was warned about this beforehand, 3 days before, to metaya themselves, to stay away from their wives, to have Kedusha. In other words, to be in the matzav of Kedusha, to receive the Torah, Betaira. And like we're saying now, the curl HaShofar, that was in you, not just time to have Yiras Hashem, but to also have Achno, the Midah Vanova. Now the Pasuk in Devarim says that Vatikravun Vatamdu Tachas Hor, for Hor Boya Ba'esh Adlev HaShemayim, Choshech Ono Varofel. There the Pasuk says, true, there was fire on top of HaSinai, but there was also Choshech Ono Varofel, there was darkness. And the Ramban explains, and the Mefarshim say, what it means to say is, there was like a Mechitza. On the sides of Har Sinai, all around Har Sinai was dark. It was like a mechitza there. It was only on top of Har Sinai that the light was making light, only mamish around Har Sinai itself. Mefarshim say it was like Kain the Beis Hamikdash, but Mefarshim say later on that the Shechina that came in the Beis Hamikdash was Mein the Shechina that was there on top of Har Sinai. Har Sinai was Ashuras HaShechina like the Mokam HaMikdash only at that time. So the mechitzas, like the Beis Hamikdash, was the choshech around the Har Sinai. It was only the Eish on top of Har Sinai, like the Shechina being mamish in the Beis Hamikdash. And the Stipel explains the reason why the Pasuk says here, like Har Sinai, there was Eish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down with fire, who had been before by the snare, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, it was Mitoich Eish. But the pshat from fire is that that's the last thing a person of Gashmi has to do with. Person can't see himself being in the middle of fire. That's the opposite to a person. So come to teach us that a person, with our seichel, we have no tfisa at all in HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. He's moved from us completely. The actual HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, we can't be tofas. It's like a makam of eish that a bnei yodam can't be tofas, can't hold on, can't grab on to that makam. And then the Aseres HaDibros, the first posig, Vayedabru Elokim eis kol advorim eilu lemor, that o noichi Hashem Elokecha, asher hotzeisicha mi'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beis avodim. I am Hashem that took you out of Mitzrayim. So Rashi learns pshat that kedai hi hoitzo shitiyu mishabodim li. It's worth it to Klal Yisrael, since the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu freed us and took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim, that we should be mishubid, we should accept upon ourselves the yoke of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Rabbeinu Bechai explains that this first mitzvah of the Aseres HaDibros is a mitzvah belev, a mitzvah upon a person's heart, to have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have emunah shleima. Like further we say, that's called Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. We have to accept upon ourselves in our heart the Kabbalas of the Ol Malchus Shemayim. That's why it says, Lashon of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Midas Hadin and Midas Arachmin, because the Melech, the way he acts with his arm, has to be with Midas Hadin, and it also has to be with Midas Arachmin. That's the Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Then the Pasuk says, how did we know this from? Where did we learn this from? Asher Etzeisicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim Mi'beis Avodim. Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim and also Mibeis Avodim. And the famous question everybody asks is, if it's talking about Amun and HaKodesh Baruch Hu, why doesn't it say for the fact that HaKodesh Baruch Hu created the world from the Briyas Olam is the biggest Amun and HaKodesh Baruch Hu? Like you said, Bavom Avinu, he was Makar HaKodesh Baruch Hu. You look at the world and you see there's a creator, you see there's a HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Why does it have to say, Asher Oseisicho, Me'eretz Mitzrayim, and what's the double Osher Mibeis Avodim? And the Netziv and the Hemek Dover once explained like this, the Meretz Mitzrayim and Beis Avodim means that Yitzias Mitzrayim was two parts to it. First, we went out of the Shibbet HaGuf. We went out of the Shibbet of the Ruchnis. That's Meretz Mitzrayim. That was the Shibbet of the Guf. And the Beis Avodim, we left the Avdus means, we left the Avdus to Paro, the Koyach of Tumah, and we mekabel upon ourselves now the Ol Malchus Shemayim, the Koyach of Ruchnis. And he says the reason why the Pasuk says Yitzias Mitzrayim, because the Anochi Hashem Lakecha, Hashem is telling Klai Yisrael, he is a special like Hashem to Klai Yisrael. There's a special Ashkocha that Kodesh Baruch Hu has with Klai Yisrael. Now it's time for the Bria Seulim, we don't see that. Could be Hashem is Mashkiach the same way over the Goyim as he is to Klai Yisrael. And you see us Mitzrayim, we see the way Hashem did something special to Klai Yisrael. That's the Pshat of Anochi Hashem Lakecha. Here Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Lakei of Klai Yisrael. That you see from Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Rabbeinu B'chai explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show Klai Yisrael from something that the actual saw, what the person could see. By the Bria Yisraelim, the people didn't see it. Klai Yisrael didn't see the Bria Yisraelim. By Shenke and the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that something Klai Yisrael themselves saw, something you saw makes a bigger reshim upon you. Then he explains to Rabbeinu B'chai, like now HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Klai Yisrael to have this Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim, the Kabbalah believed to accept to be really an Eved LaHashem. So Chori, you think it's very hard to do it? How could you be an Eved, a slave to Hashem? It's hard to accept upon yourself this tremendous oil. Therefore the Pasuk says, Yishino Asher Etzai Sichom Yeretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim, that you were used to it already. You were slaves to Paro. You were slaves in Mitzrayim. So right now is the time to makabel upon yourself the Ol Malchus Shemayim. Will be easier for you because it's going from one Avdus to another Avdus. Like Ramo, we spoke about it in by Pesach, it's not just an Avdus to Hashem, but Ein Lecho Ben Chorin, Halim Yishoisek Ba Torah. Who's called a free person, somebody that learns Torah, that's Mekabel Yom Malchus Shemayim. That's called a free person, and we explained it, because a free person is somebody that works for himself, or never works for somebody else. Working for yourself, a Jew, when you do mitzvahs, you Mekabel the Torah, that's called working for yourself, that's what a person is made out of Klai Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, V'Yiraisas, Chadu. And when you do mitzvahs, it's only working for yourself. That's the real Schar and Olam Haba you'll get. That's what you take with you. And the other things you do, it doesn't come with you. If you do the Averis, that's called you're working for the Yetzer Hara. That's not part of the person. So therefore, to be an Eved LaHashem is really called the Ben Chorin. Because maybe you think it's hard. That's the Slimit Hashem just took you out of now Mitzrayim, the Beis Avodim. If you did that, our Avdus, for sure, we can recover upon ourselves now the Ol Malchus Shemayim. Then it goes on, Lo Yilucho Elohim Acherim Alponai, Lo Yisasa Lucho Fesucho Tumuna, there's not to be Eved Avodah Zarah, Lo Yisishtachav Elohim, Lo Yisovdeim. And then it goes on, that the third one is, Lo Yisisa Es Hashem Lakecho Lashov, Kloyinaka Hashem is Asher Yisa Shmo Lashov. What's interesting, the Lashonis here in the Seres Adibus is brought down by Loshin Yochid, Lo Yia Lecho, Sherat Saisicho, Loshin Yochid. But to teach us, the Seres Adibus was said to every Yochid the Yochid. Person doesn't have right to say it's enough of Klai Yisrael does the mitzvahs. If I do something wrong, it's not so bad. It was given Lechol Yochid the Yochid. Now the union of the Aseret HaDibros here we're saying is the Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim. So it starts off with Anochi and then Lo Yia, not to have other Avodah Zarah, and then Lo Yisisa Hashem Hashem Lakech. Also, you have Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, the Yira you have to have, even for the shame of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not to say it in vain. And then it goes to Zohar as Yom HaShabbos LeKadishoi. The union to Mekadish Kedushas HaShabbos is also the Shabbos is Kodesh because of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu rested on Shabbos, and the Inyan of Zohar is, like every day of the week, to remember Shabbos. It's also an Inyan to Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. And really on this Pasuk, the Mechilta says, Shloi Tehei Moina, Kiderach Shashar Umais Meinim Hel Teimoina L'Shem Shabbos Echad B'Shabbos. When we count the weekdays, we shouldn't say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but we should say this is Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi of Shabbos. And that's Pshat this Pasuk, Zochor as Yom HaShabbos. We should remember Shabbos throughout the week, L'Kadishoi. The fact we remember it, we are Mekadish to Shabbos. We give Kedusha, we give back Kedusha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the way the Kli Yoker wanted to say, that the Kadishoi goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So our Zechir of Shabbos, we are Mekadish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it goes on to Sheshesh Yom, you should work 6 days. The first Shemir is there a mitzvah to work? So Rashi brings down that it should be, when it comes Shabbos, as if you worked 6 days. In other words, the Shavis, or the rest you have on Shabbos, should be such a menucha that whatever you did throughout the weekdays is called work compared to the menucha of Shabbos. And here we know in the Sefer Dibros it says, Ki Sheshesh Yom Asu Hashem HaShemayim V'Asoretz, Yasiyomas Kol HaShabom, that here the Indian of Shabbos is Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis. And we know in Mishneh Torah, when it's brought down the Sefer Dibros, there it says Shomor, and there it says Asher Otzeichem Eretz Mitzrayim. And the Farshim explained, we need both, that Avada, the Kedusha Shabbos, is made on the Briyas Olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But it was only through the Yetzias Mitzrayim that Klal Yisrael received the Kedusha. They went out of the Tumas Mitzrayim, they received the Kedusha by Yetzias Mitzrayim, that they were able to understand the Inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. It was only through the Yetzias Mitzrayim, through the Kedusha we got then, that we could receive and understand the Kedusha of Shabbos. That's why by Kiddush on Shabbos also we mention both things, that Shabbos true is Zeichel Ma'aseh Bereishis, but it's also Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, because through the Kedusha we received on Yetzias Mitzrayim, we could understand the Kedushas HaShabbos. And the two Lashonos of Zohar and Shomor, the Ramban explains, Zohar is like the mitzvah Saseh to do, Machmas Ahavo, and Shomor goes to watch for the Lois Saseh not to do the Averis, which is Mitam Yira. And you know, Avo, to do something, Machmas Love, is greater than Machmas Yira. Therefore, Mitzvah Saseh, he says, is Doichra Loi Saseh, because when doing Aseh, that shows Ahavas Hashem, the love for Hashem. And a Loi Saseh just shows Yira. Therefore, Avo is greater than Yira. Now, even though the Gemara in Yevamah says that it's not a Svara Esa Doichra Loi Saseh, because in Svara Loi Saseh is more Chomer than an Esay, but the Pshat is, if you do the Avera, if the Avera of the Lav is greater, Mashenkin, if you don't do the mitzvah, it's not so bad. But doing the mitzvah, the Ava you have from doing the mitzvah, that's a greater type of an Avodah than not watching yourself not to do an Avera, Machmas Yira. Just the Mara saying, without a Pasuk, I wouldn't say Esa should be Deichel Oisasei. I would rather say, don't do the mitzvah. So true, you don't have the Ava. But I call upon him, you have no right to do the Avera, like being over an Avera, doing the Aveir itself, that's worse than the bitl of the essay. And then the fifth one is Kabed Esavichav Yesimecho, and we know that the first five really has to do Ben Odom Lamokoim, and the next five have to do Ben Odom Lechaveroi, and the fifth one, Kabed Esavichav Yesimecho, that's like an in-between one, the respect you give to your father, that's also a mitzvah Ben Odom Lechaveroi, but it's also called Ben Odom Lamokoim, because there are Gimel Shutfim in a person. When you give cover to your parents, that's also like cover to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's also called Bein Odom Lamokoim. And that's like the Gemara in Kedushin Darshins, that Tana Rabbonin, Gimel Shutfim Biyodom, Umas Demor comes out there, that Bizman Shodim Mechabed Esodav Yesimoi, Malani Aleim Kilu Darte Beinechem Vichabduni. It's as if we respect our Kodesh Baruch Hu also. That's why this is the fifth one in between, it's called Kovet of Mokom. And it's also the beginning, like of the other side of the Ben Adam Lechaveroi. And then the last five is Lo Tirtzach, you can't kill. Lo Tinah, if you can't have Znus. The Ben Abachai explains Lo Tirtzach means you can't kill. So maybe you could think then, but you gotta make a lot of children to have Znus, live with other wives. But Lo Tinah, no. Lo Tignah, you think maybe just you can't kill, you can't have too much, but maybe you can steal from them. No, you can't steal. You can't damage them even through saying false edus. And the last one is Lo Sachmod Beis Riecho, Lo Sachmod Eishes Riecho, V'Yavdo V'Yamos V'Shor V'Chamor V'Chol Hashem Riecho. There's a law not to have chemda, don't have desire to take away your friend's house, whatever belongs to your friend. And Rabbeinu Bachaya says this is a lav, not only doing an action, but just actual hirur, just the thought you have, the desire you have to take away something that belongs to your friend. That's the last one of the Aseret HaDibros, that not only can't you kill, can't you do other things, but even the hirur, just by thinking to take away what belongs to your friend, you can't do. And the Be'er Moshe brings down a Zoya that says, Uman di over al hai le sachmer kilu over al kol araisa. Whoever's over this last one to have a desire to take away something that belongs to your friend, you're over the whole Torah. So the question is, how are you over Anoch Hashem Lekecho? Like, what's so bad about being this lav le sachmer? What does it have to do with kol Torah kula? And he explains that the union of kol Torah kula we're saying now is the Anoch Hashem Lekecho to mekabel, to accept upon yourself the old Malchus Shemayim. We accept that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lamalo, that's Mashkiach that looks after us, that takes care of us. And what we do is not our own, it's not us, it's not Koichim Yoytzim Yod, it's not me that's doing it, but it's a Kodesh Baruch Hu that's giving it to us. The person thinks like that, so how in the world could you desire to take away something that belongs to your friend, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to him? If Hashem didn't give it to you, we gave it to him, that means Hashem wants it to be by him. If you don't agree with that and you want to take it away from him, that means you're kofer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't believe in the Hashkocha of Hashem, and therefore you think that what's by your friend, you should deserve it and you could take it away. That's called the Midah of Chemda, that Zoya says, is he being over Kol HaTorah Kula. Mashen came by Ruchnius, that's the Midah Toivo. There's such a thing as Kinas Seifrim, Kinas Tamid Chachomim. If somebody else knows Torah more, they needed to be jealous of him, and Tekina Seifrim is Tarba Chochma, because Ruchnius is something that everybody deserves to have. There's no limit to how much Ruchnius you could have. If you see Ruchnius, you see Torah Chochma with somebody else, you should be jealous of that, and the jealousy of that will only make you learn better and make you also acquire the Chochma. Because the Chochma, the Torah, is open to anybody. Ruchnius is no such thing as he has Ruchnius and I can't have it. Ruchnius is something that's open for a person to take. You have to work and have a desire and want to take it more. Mashen ken gashmias, that's something that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you, and what Hashem gives you, you have, you deserve. And if Hashem gave it to your friend and not to you, you don't deserve it, you have no right, you have this lav lo sachmoid, don't desire what belongs to your friend. And the last word in the Aseret HaDibros is l'reyecho, to your friend, that when can we have really a noichi, when can we have an emes ha-kabbalah o malchus shemayim, when you have Klai Yisrael together by being l'reyecho. And the Pasuk says, Vayhibu Shurin Melech Besasev Rosh Hayom, Yachat Shifta Yisrael. When is HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Melech? When is Yachat Shifta Yisrael? When Klai Yisrael is together, like L'Reyecho, everybody being friendly one to another. All right, we'll stop here.